I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Monroe police have arrested the suspect wanted for shooting at a vehicle with an assault rifle earlier this week. Police say Anthony Lowry shot at a vehicle traveling in the 200 block of Stacy Drive. He was armed with an assault rifle and shot approximately 12 times. Crime Stoppers of Ouachita received information on the location of Lowry and, with assistance from the Ouachita Parish Sheriff's Office, located him hiding in the attic of an apartment at Hillcrest Apartments on Louisiana Highway 139. He refused to give a statement and was booked into the Ouachita Correctional Center. Bond has been set at $250,000. Agriculture Commissioner Mike Strain says restarting trade between the U.S. and Cuba would be of enormous benefit to Louisiana. President Obama on Wednesday said that his administration would work toward resuming diplomatic relations and trade with Cuba for the first time in more than 50 years. Strain, a Republican, says that resumed trade would be a boon for the Port of New Orleans. A half century ago, before the trade embargo with Cuba, 65% of all trade goods to and from Cuba traveled through the port. Strain says he supports resumed trade despite political differences between the two countries. He says that Cuba has suffered because of poor soil, and even its once-touted sugar output has fallen off considerably. A new Southern Media and Opinion Research poll shows 58% of Louisianans disapprove of Governor Bobby Jindal's job performance as he heads into his final year in office. 600 likely Louisiana voters were surveyed. Pollster Bernie Pinsonet says you probably won't see the governor's popularity increase very much as his term comes to an end.
Jindal can not do anything he wants, but he's still got support in there by the Republicans because they got to pay attention that Jindal's popular with 70% of their voters.
Pinsonet points out that the poll shows 70% of Republicans give the governor a positive job rating. With both houses of the state legislature being controlled by Republicans, Pinsonet doesn't see these poll numbers changing the way Jindal will do business in his last year. Pinsonet says that Jindal has a job approval rating of just over 50% among white voters. With the full-blown crawfish season just around the corner, you may be able to add the mudbugs to your Christmas feast this year. Louisiana Crawfish Farmers Association President David Savoy says sacks are starting to show up in stores, but it's too early to predict how plentiful the season will be. If you're planning on crawfish this Christmas, expect the mudbugs to be on the pricey side. The KEDM weather forecast, a good chance of showers and thunderstorms today with a high in the upper 40s.